This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metropolitan Window video screen right now. Click on KDKARadio.com, KDKA Watch. Before we move aside for that noon hour and our KDKA kickoff classic day two, it's time to talk travel with Andrea Benacki, who just recently was on a cruise. And we're going to talk about that right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your little cruise?
It was great. Weather was fantastic. We had that hurricane coming behind us, but we got home right in time.
Here's what a lot of people don't realize, but I have not been traveling as much, but I've been doing the show long enough. The great thing about being on a cruise ship, even when Aaron is out there, they can kind of like get away from that.
They'll go the opposite way. It might not be what you planned, but hey, it's better to be safe than sorry. But they'll make sure you're in the good weather, that's for sure.
That's how it was like in my neighborhood. Whenever I saw trouble, I went the other way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Anyway, it just, so what was it like? Talk about the food, what you saw, what you did. The family was with you.
Yes, it was great. It was the first time we all traveled together, so I was a little scared. Me, my sister, and my niece, Bella, the nine-year-old, we always travel together. But my brother, his wife, and my older niece came with us this time, but we all got along. It was great. We planned the weather perfect. The sun was shining every day. I've never used so much sunscreen in my life. It was great. The food was so awesome. My brother, the one morning, he was like, I can't even have breakfast. I ate so much yesterday, I can't even move. So the food is so good on Carnival.
But is it true, and I won't tell you who told me, that you actually always work out even when you're on a vacation?
Yeah, I was in the gym every morning.
That's what this. I won't tell you, Alicia. I won't tell you it's Alicia. That you actually, or maybe it was Christian. Maybe it was both. But they say you're like, that's the first thing, bright and early. You're up, you're on that Peloton.
You know, they have the best workout facilities on those ships.
I know.
Though it's like state-of-the-art equipment. I told my husband, I was like, I felt like I was an Olympic runner on that treadmill. I was going so fast. It's so smooth. Yeah.
And just, I don't know, wake up with a cup of coffee there.
Yeah.
To hold together.
Yeah, have a cup of coffee, go work out.
You want to get up.
Yes.
And you know, the other thing too, cruise ships are so safe.
They are.
Pedestrian-wise, everything.
Yes, they're so safe. I couldn't even feel that I was on the cruise. I mean, the weather was really calm for us. But they're so massive nowadays. I mean, they hold over 3,000 passengers. So it's like a huge city. So unless you get super motion sickness, you're not even going to be able to tell that you're on there. The staff is fantastic. They clean your room for you. They make your bed. They unmake your bed. I mean, coming home was really rough.
Yeah, I know. Anytime coming home from vacation. So, you know, you start seeing all this stuff on social media, people showing their summer vacation because they're getting back to reality now. Kids going back to school, this and that. And it's always like, I can't wait to go back next year.
Yeah.
I miss the beach already. And you feel for these people because you remember when you had your family or your kids were small, that those are those one moments in time. And then it goes from one year to the next. And the next thing you know, like the thing that I appreciate, but it breaks my heart. They show the picture of the first day of kindergarten.
Yes.
And then the picture of the last day, last year.
Yeah, like, senior year.
Oh,
yep.
It's heartbreaking.
I know. It goes so fast. And my friends of mine have done that recently this past week. And I'm like, I remember when they were that small. It just goes so fast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It does. So that's why when you get a chance to go on vacation, especially when they're under your roof, get it done. It's been a really good summer of travel, has it not?
Yes, it has. Travel has picked up so much. Europe is so popular. If you haven't gotten your passport yet or real ID, make sure you are applying for those. It does take a little bit longer. I had to renew my passport, and it probably took, this is the longest it ever took, probably about a whole month. I usually got it back about 2 to 3 weeks. So if you are traveling somewhere, you need a passport, you're flying out of the country, please make sure you give yourself enough time. I would say at least 2 months in advance to apply for that passport.
Yeah. And whenever you go on vacation too, make sure you have that travel insurance.
Yes. Travel insurance. I actually had a article that someone sent me today or this week, and it's the 6 vacation mishaps that you never even think about that will make you want to buy travel insurance. So you get sick before you go, you're perfectly fine now. What if a couple days before you get a sickness or something like that and you just can't travel? The weather, of course, the weather is a big, big question mark. You have no idea, especially with those hurricanes that are out there. They change paths all the time. So the weather could affect your vacation, your luggage loss. Like that happened to me when I went on my AMA cruise. I had the whole entire cruise without luggage, and I went shopping and was reimbursed for every single thing I purchased. So you want to get travel insurance. Please, if you haven't thought about it, call 1-800-354-8761. Talk to one of our travel advisors or stop into a local branch and have them explain the benefits of buying travel insurance.
Speaking of things that are really nice, that wedding ring of yours, I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
I see it every time you come in. Your husband has good taste, or did you pick it out and tell him to buy it?
No, I had no idea I was getting.
But just to give you an idea, how many times people don't have, I know where I'm going with this. How many times people don't get insurance? Maybe they're on vacation.
Oh, yes.
And they decide, oh, I'm just going to take it off tonight. I'll put it in this little thing. And then it's, I'll wait till I get back home. And then, I mean.
You're right.
You don't want to lose stuff like
no,
that.
No, you do not want to lose stuff like that. Even a passport. What if your passport is lost or stolen? Like, things happen that you don't expect are going to happen. So travel insurance is the safest way to travel. You never know what could happen while you're on your trip. Maybe you think, oh, everyone's healthy. I feel fine. I'm going with a cold or not. Well, what happens when you're there and you are hiking or you're on the cobblestone roads in Europe and you twist your ankle or something like that? These are things that you never think of, and they most certainly can happen.
Yeah, listen, you got to take a little bit of time. That's why you have the travel professional at AAA. We've got lots of stuff to get to today on the program, but let's talk about some of the other things that you do. Department of Motor Vehicles, auto insurance, home insurance, life insurance, just all sorts of incredible things AAA does.
Yes, so make sure you stop in the office and ask for an auto quote. A lot of times they'll have some discounts or gifts that they're giving out. So we have our auto insurance, of course, that membership. That membership is so helpful in so many other ways. It's not just for emergency road service. You get discounts at restaurants, discounts at hotels. I don't travel at a Marriott without getting at least a AAA discount. They have so many benefits. You get park tickets discounted. You get... trying to think of some of the other things. There's just so much that that pay for that membership. So you definitely want to get a quote on a membership. And there's promotions on memberships, too, if you sign up for auto pay. So, yeah.
So do yourself a favor. Get that membership. Here's the other thing. I keep getting, I don't know, it must be a sign, because I've been thinking about getting a little extra. I don't need a lot because I have other policies. But right now the rates are so good. And if you are the age that I happen to be, it couldn't hurt having a few extra dollars, because I want to send the family on a trip when I go to the great beyond, you know? And that's what I've often thought. I've said, you know, maybe I'll get a little extra life insurance. So give the mom, give the kids a chance to maybe do a little cruise or something after I go.
Yes. Yeah, we do have life insurance agents. So make sure you stop into an office and talk to one of them and get a quote on life insurance.
I keep thinking... Now, all I'd have to do, and we've talked about this before off the air, I just go into the Rochester office and say, give me some numbers.
Yep. You just go in, sit down with an insurance agent. They'll give you some numbers. And
I'll tell you what else, too, and I'll be honest with you. So I get the motorist every month.
Yes.
And they have the quotes on the back, the auto insurance.
Mm-hmm.
If I had young kids, which I have a young daughter who pays an exuberant amount, and she hits me up every July, I'm like, that's a house payment. You know what I mean? But I need to get her to get her insurance. And I should even maybe consider the auto insurance rates are incredible.
Yes. And they'll compare and get you the best rate because they'll compare with what you have now. So, yeah, talk to one of those insurance agents. It's definitely beneficial.
AAA does so many incredible things, but the most important thing you need is that membership. 800-354-8761. Whet my appetite just a little bit. Where are we going to be heading when we come back?
We are going to be going on. I was on the Carnival Mardi Gras, but I brought some sister ships with some fun itineraries. So I have the Carnival Jubilee out of Galveston, Texas, and the Celebration. That one's out of Miami. So we'll talk a little bit about those itineraries.
Carnival wrote the book.
Yes.
They were one of the first, the
they
best.
They were.
All right, short break. We're coming back. She's Andrea. I'm Rob. This is AAA Essentials Talking Travel, KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is going to be really cool. We're going to kind of just give you a little bit of a tease. September 6th, they're going to be in that place that is Kentucky, home of the great Churchill Downs, a Run for the Roses, bourbon, and all that other good stuff. Because it's another incredible travel showcase show in Kentucky, and they're going to zoom in and join me. All four will be there. So that's something pretty exciting, September 6th.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be fun. First time we'll all be together.
Yeah, I know. I swear I haven't seen Marita, it seems like, since we were both a whole lot
she
younger.
She is going to be on, I think, in November, beginning of November.
This is like a reunion of, like, the Beatles or something. You never see him. You just keep waiting.
I know.
Where are you, Marita? All right, if you will, let's go that first destination, please.
All right, so I'm going to talk about the Carnival Jubilee. This is a sister ship of the Mardi Gras. This is the newest of that class of ships. And this departs out of Galveston, Texas. So you fly into Houston. It's probably about 45 minutes to an hour from Houston. So if you want to go and stay a couple days and visit Texas, you can do that. But this, the reason why I chose this is because the itinerary is a little bit different. When I went on my cruise, I went on an Eastern Caribbean, and a lot of times out of Florida, they do Eastern Caribbean. Some of them do the Western, they'll alternate itineraries. But out of Texas, what they'll do is the Western, because it's, you know, mostly in the Western Caribbean area. So this one is the Carnival Jubilee. You still have time to book if you want to go away this year. So this is October 25th through November 1st. So just a couple of months away. You're ready to get away. You've been working all summer and now's your time. You want to go. They have some really great rates out. So they're trying to fill up those ships by the end of the year. So definitely check it out. Call 1-800-354-8761. Talk to one of our travel advisors or stop into one of your local offices and they'll give you the rundown on all of the great promotions Carnival has. So right now, this one's October 25th of this year through November 1st. Like I said, it's out of Galveston, Texas. There are 2 days at sea. It stops in Roatan Island, Honduras, which is a private island of theirs, and then goes to Costa Maya, Mexico, which I have done before. Beautiful destination. You could just get off and walk around. Or if you want to do something, you can go snorkeling. You could take a cruise to a private island. There's so much to do when you're on these ports, when you're at these ports. Cozumel, Mexico, same thing. I've done a couple of things in Cozumel. I've been there quite a few times. I've done a tequila tasting there. If you don't want to go to the beach, I have done the little boats that take you over to a private island and did some snorkeling and things like that. And again, this is another destination you can just get off and walk around as well if you don't want to do anything. And then you have a day at sea and then back to Galveston, Texas. You, like I said, you can stay a night there. If you don't want to do that, you can go home that day as well. Remember, the port is a little bit away from the airport. The ship port's a little bit away from the airport. So you want to do have your travel agent do a little bit of research and find what the best route is for you to take transportation back to the airport. You could do that on your own. And then, of course, Carnival does offer that as well. So with that being said, these days at sea, they are not boring. There is so much to do on these ships. I just got off of this ship class. Like I said, I was on the Mardi Gras. This one's the Jubilee, a sister ship. There's a roller coaster, which was so cool. My nieces went on it. I did not go on the roller coaster.
A roller coaster on a cruise
yes,
ship?
Yes, it's on the top of the ship. It actually goes like over the side of the ship while the ship's moving. So it's like really cool, especially for them, not for me. But they went on it and they loved it. It's the pictures are so cool because the sky was so blue and I took a picture and it's just their roller coaster cart and the track and then the blue sky. It's absolutely gorgeous. So there's that. There was miniature golf. There are water slides on there. Of course, they have the main pool where there's so much going on at that main pool. So you have your games. They play pool games. They're synchronized swimming games. So they get teams and you make up a routine and then you do synchronized swimming. There's also a day, it's Cruise for St. Jude. So there's just all kinds of music and you donate money to St. Jude and you get t-shirts and it's just, it's for a wonderful cause. So I love that as well. There's also, they do line dancing on the top of the ship on deck 16. So with that being said, there's also the food. And we all know I love the food on a cruise ship. I talk about that all the time. So there's Shaq's Big Chicken, which is phenomenal. There's chicken sandwiches, and you can get them however you want. Of course, I did the one with the pickle and mayo. So there's that. They have chicken fingers. They have breakfast sandwiches. So if you wanted chicken on a biscuit, they had that for breakfast. So there's that. And then on the other side of the ship, there's Guy's Burger Joint. So Guy from the Food Network, he has his burger joint on there. And they make burgers made to order there. Cheeseburgers, regular burgers, whatever you want on them. They are fantastic. And they come with fresh cut fries. There's that option. And then, of course, you have, and for those two things, there's no extra charge. That's included in your cruise price. They also...
No, I can't believe Shaq found his way. That's pretty cool.
I know. And if you see the Carnival commercials, he's in all of the commercials. I was kind of bummed he wasn't on our cruise because I've seen him do a lot of promoting for that recently. But yeah, so it's so fun. That's included. And then, of course, they have the buffets with the food is amazing on the buffets. If you want to have breakfast, lunch, or dinner on just at the buffet. And then they have the main dining restaurants.
There's more.
Yeah, there's more. The main dining restaurants, again, no charge for that as well. So all of this food that I'm talking about, there is no charge for. And then as far as the drinks, if you just do water, there's water everywhere. So you don't have to worry about it's so hot, you don't have any water. There's water stations everywhere. You can get iced tea, lemonade, juices in the morning, coffee, tea. That's all included. If you want soft drinks, so Pepsi or something like that, or any alcohol drinks, of course, you buy the drink package for that. And they have different levels. Like my nieces had the soda package, which was, I think, $19 a day. So not bad if you...
No way that's
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah, and then you have unlimited drinks all week. They have drink stations. You just swipe your key and the pop station opens and you just get your...
See, that's the type of stuff I get like caught up in.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Rob? I'd be over there swiping that little key.
Get yeah,
more,
just
more
getting...
Pepsi, more
right,
Pepsi.
Oh, right.
See, that's what makes cruising so... The little thing.
Yes, oh, yes. It's so great.
Love it. All right, yeah. So give me the price.
So the price on this, I priced a balcony cabin. We had a balcony cabin. The prices on their balconies are fantastic. So I did start with that. It's for the October 25th, November 1st, $1,024 per person. Includes everything I just talked about. Nothing that I just mentioned, aside from the drinks, was at an additional charge. So that's included on this. Gratuities are additional. This price includes all port charges and taxes. So this is for you to get on the ship, all port charges and taxes, all that food I mentioned, water, iced tea, lemonade, coffee, juices in the morning, all included in $1,024 per person. That's a balcony cabin. If you want inside or ocean view, there's those options as well. But I can tell you that on these ships, most of the cabins are balconies. So they do give a phenomenal price on a balcony. So if you price an ocean view cabin, I bet it's about $100 or $200 less. It's not going to be a huge difference. And it is worth it to have a balcony. Once you have a balcony, you're never going to go to anything else.
All right. 800-354-8761. We've got another great destination. Andrea Benacki is here. Don't touch that dial. And don't forget KDK Radio Kickoff Classic. Three big high school games coming up today. Our coverage will start right after today's edition of AAA Central's Talking Travel. Again, Rob next with the news, and then right back with our second destination. Stay with us on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, being the summer is kind of fading into the sunlight, and it'll be fall before you know it. I have to ask, I used to ask the host many times, because you guys get around, what's your top five beaches that you've been to?
Beaches that I've been to, I would say Turks and Caicos, which I was just recently at. The water's so crystal clear.
Beautiful.
I remember Princess Key, which is in the Bahamas. I remember just being able to see my feet directly through that water. It was gorgeous. And that's actually Princess, their private island. So it's not traveled by everyone, but it was absolutely gorgeous. So Bahamas. And then I always like the Outer Banks. I've been there probably like five times with my family. I don't know what other ones.
Listen,
I'm trying to think where else.
The great Jim Lehman, who actually christened me on this show, him and Tracy and all those good folks that I love, like brothers from another mother. I remember one of the very first things he said to me, the water is so crystal clear that you could read a newspaper 20 feet deep. So let me give you an idea where we are now. I just want to be able to read the newspaper. At this age, I can't
oh
see.
Oh my gosh,
but
that
I mean,
is too
see,
funny.
Can you, I mean, that's the other thing. All the beauty that you guys have seen and
yeah.
where you've been. I mean, somebody needs to like do something like where Marita has been.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mind-boggling.
She's, I think, been to every continent. I'm pretty sure she has. There was one more, and I'm pretty sure she just hit it this year. So, yeah, we should have her talk about that on the show.
Well, listen, September the 6th, everybody mark this down because they're all going to be there, and we're going to zoom them in on that Metropolitan Window video screen. They're going to be at the Kentucky showcase, but in Erie, in Cleveland, the 2 days in Pittsburgh. Why do you think, I mean, I know why, because people get a chance to talk to people like you that I get to talk to every week.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think these things are so successful? People, because now most of it's all Zoom. They want to, you know, kind of click on a link, but people love to come. And I mean, I get it, but they love to come to these showcases.
They want to learn about other places to travel because not only do we book there, but we have every vendor that we sell is there. We have vendors from like Norfolk, Virginia Beach, like the beaches that we can drive to around here. And then we also have travel talk. So we have Matt DeRamo, who was here with me last time,
great.
Talking about the destinations that Member Choice Vacation sells. We have Royal Caribbean talking about where they sail, which is not just the Caribbean. They go all over the world. So you get to learn about all these places that all of the vendors that we book go to. And It makes you want to go. And there, the great thing is there is a travel agent there. As soon as you get out of that talk, I know they are... members are ready to book. They run over to them and they book those vacations. Those European river cruises, they are so popular.
Massive right now.
Yes, yes.
And here's the other thing where a lot of other businesses have failed linking young people. Travel has not had that problem at all. I know so many people, 20-something, 30-something, they don't like to go on one trip a year. They like to go on many, two or three, hop, skip, and a jump. Well, didn't you just go on a trip last month? Well, I have vacation time. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a good sign.
Yeah, they're the young girls that I work with, like Hannah, we talk about her. She's one of our travel agents. She's never here. We can't make a dinner date to save our lives because she is always somewhere. And I hope she's listening.
I know.
She is.
I saw some of her stuff.
I know. Beautiful. I told her to stop going places. She just got back from Montana on Wednesday.
Listen. There's something going on with Montana. I do have a friend that has a home there. Who knows? Maybe a connection. I don't know. But I can't tell you how many of my friends have gone to Montana. Like, where are you going this year? Back to Aruba? Yeah, but we're going to Montana too. I'm like, what's up with Montana?
There's so much beautiful things to see right here in the U.S. It's gorgeous. I went to Arizona, I told you, in November. And we traveled all around Arizona. It was probably one of the most beautiful places I've ever saw.
Listen, I don't mind seeing Bambi, but I don't want to see a bear.
No, I don't either.
I mean, listen, if I would go to Montana, I'd have to have six armed people next to me the entire time.
I know.
And my friend's like, you worry too much. You're ridiculous. I mean, I love the idea of being in the wide open spaces, but the one thing that scares me to death is an 11-foot grizzly bear.
Yes, I also.
So give me the beach, and unless they have a beach in Montana, I'd rather go to the beach. But beaches, you know what? And this is, I was thinking about this the other day. I've been grinding so hard in recent years. I almost, because I had a couple of hours, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go up 279 to Erie and sit on the beach for a half hour and come home. Presque Isle is beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's such a beautiful area. I love our travel show we just started this year in Erie. I mean, it's right on the water and we spend so much time there, so we get to drive around, and Erie is a cute little place, and it's an easy drive from anyone coming from Pittsburgh. The hotels are so nice, and we can also help with hotel reservations in Erie, too, if you wanted a quick getaway, so yeah.
All right, so let's get to the second destination.
All right, so the second one is also a sister ship of the XL class, so this is the Carnival Celebration. It's out of Miami. So this is a place that you do want to go and spend a day or two before and enjoy the beach in Miami and all the popular restaurants, all the nightlife. This one you'll want to extend your vacation. So this goes out of Miami, Florida. It stops at Celebration Key in Grand Bahama Island, Nassau, Bahamas. And like I said, the water in the Bahamas is so gorgeous. A day at sea, it stops at Amber Cove in the Dominican Republic, which we actually stopped there as well. And they have beaches there, but they also have this huge pool and it has so much stuff to do. It has zip lines there. My nieces went on the zip line. It was $30 and you can zip line all day. And then they have a water slide. I think that was $6 and you can go down the water slide all day. And then of course for the adults, there's the big pool and it has the zero entry pool. So you could just sit there and the water just flows on you. I told my niece when I become rich one day and get my own pool, I'm definitely getting a zero entry pool.
Zip lines, we used to always do them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But these would be really cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. It goes right over the pool. And when you're going down, you can see the ocean. I mean, it was so fun for them. I wouldn't get on it, but they did.
But to be a kid again.
I know.
See, that's what makes this stuff so great. Young and old and not so old and a little bit too old. Anything you want, they have for you.
Yes. Yeah. And my nieces aren't afraid of anything. They did everything that
That's called youth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I probably would have back, you know, when I was younger, but now.
You're young. You could handle it. You could handle it. All right, what else on that little tour?
And then Turks and Caicos, which I mentioned was one of the most beautiful.
Everybody says that.
Oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous.
The sand, like just...
The sand is white. The water is clear. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Weather's always just...
Yes, weather perfect. Yeah.
Oh man.
I know.
Book that trip.
And then a day at sea again, and then back to Miami. And like I said, these sea days, you want to take advantage of them. There's so much going on in those ships. They even have, if you don't want to sit in the sun, they had line dancing classes. They had bingo. There's a casino. I mean, if you want to spend your time in the casino, you can do that. There's so much to do right on the ship. They have game shows. They had Family Feud. They have the Love Connection. I mean, they make them real silly, so it's a lot of fun. They have comedy shows, and of course, they have the Broadway shows that are every night. They do two shows a night, so if you have the early dining,
Broadway
you can do,
shows,
yeah, they're fantastic.
Well, I think I told you this, and if I have told you, just act like you've heard it for the first time, because okay. It's a pretty good story. I had a childhood friend. Sadly, he's no longer here. But he was an opera singer, and he was so talented. Actually moved to nearby Mount Lebanon. He and his wife never had children. This guy was, like, incredible from the time we were little, and he was also a prize fighter. So he was a little bit of everything. I mean, he was just a really cool guy, best friends for many years. But that's when I caught up with him years later. I'm like, where have you been? They literally, for a decade, basically traveled on cruise ships.
Wow.
And did performing.
I don't think you did ever tell me that.
But that's how they lived their life. And he said he absolutely loved it. Fresh audience every week. He said you got to see places when your day's off, you could actually see things that you could only dream of.
Wow.
Made a good living doing it. And they basically didn't have to pay rent or mortgage because they
got... Yeah, they're on the ship.
So I thought to myself...
Or pay for food.
Yeah, what a great way to spend your life. Especially,
I know.
And this guy, him and his wife, loved to entertain. And what better place? Because everybody's happy on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
That's a good thing. Okay, yeah. Price tag.
So the price on this one, $9.99 per person. The date, January 25th through February 1st. So after the holidays, you finally are through all the stress of the holidays. You need to get away. January 25th through February 1st out of Miami. And you can take a quick flight. Southwest flies to Fort Lauderdale, and Fort Lauderdale is not too far from Miami. So you can get a transportation from Fort Lauderdale over to Miami. Or like I said, spend a couple of days in Miami and enjoy all of the nightlife there before going on your cruise. So $9.99 per person includes all port charges and taxes. These are based on double occupancy. So if you are a single or if you are going with three or four people, the prices could change. So make sure you talk to your AAA travel advisor at 1-800-354-8761 or visit your local office for more information on any of these sailings.
That's Andrew Benacki. We'll come back and we'll put a big bow on this show and get ready for day two of the KDK Radio Kickoff Classic. Three big high school games coming up today. So stay right here on KDK 100.1 FM AM 1020. All right. So we've got coming up today, McKeesport, Delaware Valley, Westinghouse, Steel Valley, and Elizabeth Forward and that West Mifflin school that your husband's kind of connected with.
Yes.
So what does he exactly do there again?
He's the assistant principal.
So he's the guy that does the dirty work.
Yeah.
You're going to see the principal, but before you see the principal, it's the assistant principal. All right, so get ready for all that exciting football coming up. We have to get out of here in just a couple of minutes, so to get ready for a very short pregame show. So let's go through these destinations one more time, Andrea.
All right, so the first one we talked about was Carnival Jubilee. This is on October 25th through November 1st of this year. You still have time to travel before the end of the year. Remember, this one goes out of Galveston, Texas, 2 days at sea, stops in Roatan Island in Honduras, Costa Maya, Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico, a day at sea, back to Galveston, $10.24 per person for balcony cabin, includes all port charges and taxes based on double occupancy, gratuities are additional, and of course, if you want any of those specialty dining or drinks, that's additional as well. That's the first one we talked about. The second one was the Carnival Celebration. This one is doing the Eastern Caribbean out of Miami, Florida, January 25th through February 1st. So right after all the hustle and bustle of the holidays, you're ready to get away out of Miami. Stops in Celebration Key, Grand Bahama Island. Nassau, Bahamas, A Day at Sea, Amber Cove in the Dominican Republic, Grand Turk and Turks and Caicos. Such beautiful destinations all of these are. Another day at sea to experience all the fun on that ship. Back to Miami, price for this $9.99 per person, including all port charges and taxes, based on double occupancy. And then, of course, your these are both cruise only. Flights are not included. Make sure you call 1-800-354-8761 to get more information on flights, transportation, additional hotel nights, whatever you need.
So instead of going to Erie, say if I wanted to go to Fort Lauderdale for 3 days, could I call 800-354-8761 and leave Tuesday?
Absolutely. As long as there's space available on a flight and hotel, we can get you there.
See, the reason I do that, because I want people to understand, we always talk about these trips that are months out, whatever.
Yes.
But you can, if you're in the mood, you have the time, you're listening right now, you pick up the phone, stop in, they'll get you where you want to
go. Yeah, they'll get you there.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Great job. She's just so pleasant. You know, I'm not used to people being happy all the time with me. Usually after about a half hour, they get a little tired of me. But she's always happy to see me, and I'm always happy to see them. And I really am on my way home going to be listening to all of this throughout the day and into the evening. It's day two of the KDK Radio Kickoff Classic. Lots to get excited about. You've got McKeesport and Delaware Valley. You got Westinghouse in Still Valley. And you've got Elizabeth Ford and Westmith and the whole crew standing by to bring you everything. We got a really short pregame coming up. Then we'll get right to the action. Day two of the KDKA Radio Kickoff Classic starts in just a couple of moments. In the meantime, back tomorrow morning, bright and early, right after that CBS Radio News at 5 a.m. It's your Pratt Pack. Thanks for joining me and enjoy some football coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.